Gather Round, we're chatting about books. These recommendations for elementary readers are produced by ReadWriteThink.org, a partnership between the International Reading Association and the National Council of Teachers of English.
Welcome to episode 58 of Chatting About Books. I'm your host, Emily Manning, and in this episode, Adventures with Erica Pearl, it's all about Erica Pearl. I'll be chatting about her picture books and novels, as well as sharing my interview with her. So, it all started with Erica Pearl's two novels, When Life Gives You OJ and Aces Wild, which I will get to later in the podcast. And then I got to meet and interview Erica Pearl, who is as delightful as her two novels, and we'll get to her interview later in this podcast. So while she and I were chatting before the interview, she showed me some of her other picture books that she'd written, and well, I was hooked, so she gets an episode all to herself. The first two books I checked out from the library were Chicken Butt and Chicken Butt's Back, both written by Erica Pearl and illustrated by Henry Cole. Within minutes of having these books, my 7-year-old had them out reading them. He read them in the car on the way back from the library. He read them all week during his at-home reading time. He absolutely loves them. So the premise of both books is this young boy having a conversation with his mom and dad. In Chicken Butt, he's having a conversation with his dad, which goes something like this. You know what? What? Says the dad. Chicken Butt. You know why? Why? Says the dad. Chicken Thigh. And the conversation goes on getting sillier and sillier while the dad is getting more aggravated with each question, which is why kids love it. That and the fact that it has the word butt in it. In the second one, Chicken Butt's Back, it's the same boy, but this time he's in the grocery store with his mom. And you can tell that the whole Chicken Butt conversation is played out because she warns him not to go into his chicken butt bit. And he doesn't, but like all precocious children, he finds a way to get the word butt in. And in his defense, it's not all his fault. Again, hilarious, worth the read, and kids will love it. The next two have a school theme, and they make great read-alouds at home or in the classroom. Dottie by Erica Pearl and illustrated by Julia Dino is about Ida, who brings her imaginary animal friend Dottie to school. And you quickly learn that everyone in the class has an imaginary friend. But something happens after winter break. When Ida returns to school, just like normal with Dottie walking behind her, she realizes that all of her friends have left theirs at home. This turns out to be a very sweet story about growing up and has a surprise ending, an ending that will have you tracing your way back through the book to find all the clues that the illustrator left you. 93 in My Family by Erica Pearl and illustrated by Mike Lester is a fun rhyming story that is best read aloud. A teacher asks the boy how many people live with him, and his answer is surprising. 92 plus me is 93. He then goes into describing who lives with him, which includes 27 owls, 6 goldfish, Ed the gerbil, and many, many more. The fun part about this book is that you don't get all the animals at once. With each verse, you find out about more animals that live with him. And if you're a little neurotic like me, you'll find yourself getting out a pencil and paper to tally it all up as you read to see if it really does add up to 93. Luckily, if you just take the author's word for it, there's a tally chart at the back of the book to check her math. The next picture book is a perfect bedtime story. It's called Chicken Bedtime is Really Early by Erica Pearl and illustrated by George Bates. It's bedtime on the farm, and starting at 5 o'clock and working through each hour of the night, Erica Pearl writes how all the animals, from chickens to frogs to hamsters, get ready for bed. Kids will enjoy all the antics that these animals go through, which might seem a little familiar, like one more book for the bunnies, or one more glass of water for the fish. And parents will like the rhyme and rhythm, which is perfect for soothing kids as they get ready for bed. The next two novels are for older elementary kids, probably like 3rd through 6th grade. The first one is called When Life Gives You OJ, and it's about Zelly and the Great Orange Juice Jug Plan. More than anything, Zelly wants a dog. So her grandfather, Ace, who is newly widowed and a touch cantankerous and opinionated, comes up with a plan, the orange juice jug plan. He believes if Zelly will treat her orange juice jug like a dog, feeding it, watering it, walking it, even cleaning up the poo after it. Now, you're going to have to read the book to get the details, but it's really ingenious. Her parents will see just how committed she is to getting a dog. The only problem is walking an orange juice jug is just plain embarrassing. So all of a sudden, this book comes to be about much more than getting a dog. It's about being comfortable in your own skin and growing up. Erica Pearl handles this book beautifully, writing characters that you love and building a narrative that keeps you reading until the very last page. And thank goodness she followed up this book with a sequel, because it's a story that you don't want to let the characters go. So her second book, which is the companion to When Life Gives You OJ, is called Aces Wild. In this book, Zelly has a new puppy who she has named Ace. So now there are two Aces, Ace her grandfather and Ace the puppy, and both are giving her major trouble. Listen in to hear Erica Pearl talk more about these two books.
In this episode, I am chatting with Erica Pearl. Welcome to Chatting About Books.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
The quest for a dog starts out in an unusual way for Zelly. Can you describe the orange juice jug plan?
Sure. So Zelly Freed wants a dog. She wants a dog more than anything. And she has a grandfather named Ace, who talks like this and has a lot of opinions. And Ace's idea is that if she takes an orange juice jug, a regular old plastic jug, and pretends it's a dog, makes it her practice dog, and drags it around, feeding it, watering it, and cleaning up after it every day, her parents will be convinced that she's responsible enough to get a dog.
Okay, I think this is such an ingenious idea. How did you come up with this?
Well, when I was a kid, I had always wanted a dog, and I would have done anything. If someone had suggested a plan this crazy to me, I would have signed up. But not every kid feels this way. Lots of kids feel like that is just a recipe for embarrassment and social suicide, and there is no way that you would do that. And so I like the idea of an issue that would make kids think about which side they would be on. And I started writing this book actually as a picture book, but the more I wrote it, the more I started thinking about my grandfather and me, and when I was the age that we got into little tussles about who was right. And the more I thought about it, the more I wanted to make it a showcase for that relationship.
So cool. Okay, so in the second book, Aces Wild, Zelly has her puppy, but he is quite a handful. So her grandfather, Ace, helps her to come up with another plan. Now, what does this plan involve?
Now, in this plan, it sounds simple, but as you learn, nothing with Ace is ever simple. All she has to do is take the dog to obedience classes. However, since she is not old enough to go by herself, she needs a grown-up. And that grown-up is her grandfather, Ace. However, her dog is also named Ace. So suddenly, she is at dog training class with two Aces and all sorts of problems because neither of them is under control.
Two of my favorite characters in the books are Ace, the grandfather, and Jeremy. Can you talk about these two characters and their impact on Zelly?
Sure. Ace, the grandpa, as I said, is opinionated, he's bossy, he's loud. He loves her very much, but he shows it in a very funny way. Jeremy is much kinder in terms of his outer side. And Jeremy also has a neat quality that Zelly doesn't have, which is that he is unselfconscious. He does not care if he looks like a dork. He probably doesn't know he looks like a dork, but these things are not on his mind. He does what he feels is right. And Zelly is influenced by both of them in different ways. Grandpa Ace, she rebels against and reacts to. And Jeremy is sort of her confidant. She knows he does the right thing, but it's harder for her to do that.
I do like Jeremy for exactly that reason. It's so hard to feel like that when you're at that age, too.
Absolutely. Jeremy was a funny character because I didn't plan him. He sort of walked onto the page. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, it became much more interesting watching Zelly react to him.
Are there any parts of Zelly's life that were similar to yours, which it sounds like maybe this is true, when you were that age?
Absolutely. So in the book, Ace moves in with Zelly's family, and there are a lot of conflicts and confrontations because they're adjusting to living together. My grandfather lived with us during a period of time when my grandmother was in the hospital. And looking back, he was going through a lot of stress and hard times, and he sort of coped with that by trying to steer my brother and myself in the right direction, which, of course, since we were Zelly's age, was a recipe for disaster. So that relationship in that particular time when we were all living under one roof definitely informed the book. In addition, I grew up Jewish in Vermont, where there were not very many other Jewish kids. So certain things that Zelly deals with, like showing up at school with a tongue sandwich that no one has ever seen before and that everyone thinks is horrifyingly disgusting, actually happened to me. Because in my family, where many people grew up in New York and had tongue as a delightful delicacy, nobody thought twice about sending it to school with me. And that was obviously something that I coped with.
Well, I knew you were going to be a great interview just from reading your book. So fun. Thank you for being a part of Chatting About Books.
It is my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, we've reached the end of episode 58. Thanks for listening. Trying out one or all of Erica Pearl's books would be a perfect way to start your summer. In this episode, we talked about 7 books by Erica Pearl. They were Chicken Butt, Chicken Butt's Back, Dottie, 93 in My Family, Chicken Bedtime is Really Early, When Life Gives You OJ, and Aces Wild. To see the show notes to this episode or to listen to past episodes, go to www.readwritethink.org/chattingaboutbooks. Well, we are done chatting about books. Get on out there and read.
More episodes of Chatting About Books and our Teen Book Podcast text messages are available at www.readwritethink.org. Chatting About Books, Recommendations for Elementary Readers, is supported by the Verizon Foundation through Verizon Thinkfinity and produced monthly by the International Reading Association and the National Council of Teachers of English. The opinions reflected in this podcast are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the supporting organizations. Music in this podcast is provided by freeplaymusic.com. Thanks for listening. Let's chat again soon.